And I would like to just have Judith go through the agenda just very, very quickly relating to the four LCs we have in front of us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. We're reviewing four LC drafts today that we had discussed at our last committee meeting. The first one, LC 1054, that would expand the crime of unlawful distribution of ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, or phenylpropanolamine, basically by requiring that all those sales need to be recorded, and there is penalties if those sales are not recorded and kept record of. Then the next three LCs all deal with workers' compensation in one form or another, or injured workers. LC 1412 is the LC draft that would deal with allowing, basically adding the sense of place to making sure that a medical examination is conducted at a time and a place that's reasonably convenient for the worker. And it does provide that the Board of Medical Examiners would, in fact, develop a list of qualifications for the physicians that would be conducting the medical examinations. You will see in the language it's repeated twice simply because it's under both the medical employer independent medical examination request and the workers independent medical examination request. So that would apply to both of those situations. Next, we have LC 1413, which dealt specifically with the Safe Corporation. Here we're talking about, if you remember from our last meeting, the board of directors would be expanded from 5 to 7, putting in the geographical diversity, you know, when practicable. It talks about the powers of the board of directors to include such things, as you remember, as approving the budget and approving all contracts with groups, approving all contracts for lobbying services and that sort of thing. That is what you will find in the draft of LC 1413. And then finally, the last measure we'll be looking at this morning is LC 1488, which would indeed impose a civil penalty equal to that essentially assessed by OSHA in the event of willful or repeated violation that results in an injury to a worker. You'll see that the only difference in what we had discussed before is that in the event that more than one injured worker gets injured, then that penalty would be divided equally among those injured workers or their survivors. And those are the four LC drafts that we would be the proposal to discuss and have you vote on whether or not you would like to introduce those as committee bills. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Judith, and thank you also for the email that you sent to all of us with regard to those that didn't make it through Legislative Council. And I think you've got a good idea for us when those do come out to see who would like to sign on to them if they've bought into them during this committee process. What I'd like to do is to ask a question, see if there's a motion. I'd be willing to do all four of these together at once and then have discussion about any of the four that anybody wants to raise any issues about, or we can do them one at a time. It's kind of committee will. Is there anybody like to make a motion to get us started here?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Senator Przanski. I'd like to go ahead and make that motion now that we as a committee go ahead and introduce as committee bills the following LC drafts, 1054, 1412, 1413, and 1488.
Thank you, Senator Przanski. You have asked us to consider LC 1054, 1412, 1413, and 1488 in one motion. I would like to open it for a few moments of discussion on these, if that's okay. One of the things that some of you in the building received, and the rest of you can get as an email, is a little statement that I got from Rob Grove. As soon as I got the draft, I sent him a copy. He and Commissioner Terry Thompson came up to testify last month to General Government Committee. He has suggested, and we can do this after session, he has suggested three amendments that are significant, but they make what Oregon would do more closely align with what's a very successful program in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma rule. At present, there are three omissions. And it happened, I think, basically because Virginia Vanderbilt, the drafter of the bill, couldn't talk to Rob. I hadn't thought about it, but I never gave Rob permission to talk to Judah, to Virginia. And so, absent that, there were a few omissions. And I think we'll be able to take care of that during the session.
Mr. Chair, this is Senator Przanski again.
Yes.
I guess in response to that, I'm more than willing to look at any amendments that we may have on this bill, a draft, or any others that may come through as a committee bill. I will state that the bill that was drafted was supposed to be a mirror of what was in place in Oklahoma. It was actually requested before we had the presence of Rob or Commissioner Thompson December 13th at our last meeting.
Okay.
And so this one has been in the hopper for probably about 6 weeks. I believe it was in October when we had a presentation from a detective from Colorado, and that's when this request was actually first generated. So I think we need to just make certain that we are following as close as we can to what the Oklahoma law has and maybe consider any other modifications. But, you know, at this point, it just seems all we need to do is get these four in the hopper, get them filed, and then we can adjust them as necessary through the respective committees.
Thank you, Senator Przanski. Is there any other discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Walker.
Yeah, oh, very good. well, I'm the only woman here besides Judith. That was easy. I think that LC 1488 was Senator Morris's creation, and I just wanted to bring to his attention, Judith had mentioned that the penalty would be paid to the injured employee or their heirs. That is not the way the bill is written, so you might want to take a look at that. It just indicates that it would be paid to the employee. So you might want to be looking at an amendment on that.
Okay, we can do that. Senator Morris, any comment there?
Well, the intent was that it would, in the event that you had a fatality, that the penalty would be distributed to the survivors, the heirs. So if that's missing, and I haven't had a chance to look at that, if that's missing, we'll need to, I think, make the amendment. And thank you, Senator Walker, for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
Judith, you can go ahead and start on that whenever you have time, couldn't you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, indeed. I will consult with Legislative Council. That definitely was the intent that they had received as far as instructions go. I'm going to imagine that it may be covered under current law as to how those benefits flow, but we'll make sure that that is definitely very clear in the measure.
Okay. Are there any other omissions or oversights or any other discussion that any of you would like to be involved in here?
Well, this is Senator Esquivel, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to see on this Oklahoma situation, I know there's some pieces missing on it that we're trying to mirror, but I would like to see some sort of avenue in the future to where we take this information instead of leaving it at the particular source and putting it into a central data bank. Because what's to stop an individual from going from store to store to store, from county to county?
I will actually communicate that concern both to Virginia through Judith and maybe back to Rob, since he was the counsel to the governor's methamphetamine task force. and make sure we hit it from both angles in the best way we can. Is that okay, Senator?
That'd be fine. I just wanted to raise that flag because it doesn't do any good to have 15 different locations with 15 different amounts of data if we don't put it together to come together for a full picture.
You're absolutely right. Kind of along that line, when I talked to Rob about the amendments he introduced, he gave me some food for thought. There was a study done of Portland area convenience stores and like the convenience stores attached to gas stations. Across the country, the amount of, well, like Sudafed normally sold in a month is like $40. That's the average. In the Portland area, they were doing exactly what you were talking about, Senator Esquivel, and some of those convenience stores were selling as much as $800 to $1,000 worth of Sudafed a month. I mean, astronomically more than the nationwide average. And, you know, anybody could have figured out that this was an abuse of some sort if they had put the data together.
Well, we need to get that in a centralized location so we can get a clear picture of what's happening statewide.
Okay, we'll make this amendment happen, too.
Thank you, Senator.
Other discussion? Any other omissions?
This is Senator Morris. With respect to the IMLAC's review of this change that we're proposing, they had a meeting or a hearing after our last committee meeting. Do we have some kind of an update as to what their position is?
Actually, they've met two or three times now. There is a problem between labor and management relative to how independent the independent medical examiner is going to be. And I think that that's just going to have to get resolved during session. I hope, Senator Morris, you will prevail on some of your colleagues to help clarify that, since you and Senator Starr were involved in the interim committee. You gentlemen could be of great help. MLAC just seems to have arrived at an impasse at that particular point. I mean, the language, they're not looking particularly at the language that we're looking at this morning because they didn't have access to legislative counsel, I don't think. But I know that when they got around to talking about just how the independence was going to manifest itself, there was some real disagreement. Maybe somebody else in the committee knows more than I do. Anybody else?
That's accurate as far as I can, as far as I know, Senator.
New Jersey.
What did you say?
Oh, sorry, Senator. This is Judith. That's accurate as far as I understand the conversations that have occurred.
Well, I don't think it's an impasse that we can't work on. I mean, when people get more of a sense of the urgency to do it right and to really have a reform that works to everybody's benefit, the employer and the employee, I think we'll be okay. Any other questions, Senator Morris?
No, I want to thank you for advancing this. I think we're doing the right thing by getting it on the agenda for our next session. Clearly there are issues that need to be resolved. The system isn't working as it should be, and I think this is a step in the right direction. So,
well, I want to thank all of you, every one of you on the committee, for your help in getting us to this point. I really, really mean that. Thank you, each one of you. Is there any other discussion? Well, we have before us the four LC drafts, 1054, 1412, 1413, and 1488. I guess I could just say that they will pass without objection. Is that okay, Judith, if we do it that way?
That's right. You have a motion on the table to adopt the LC drafts and file them as committee bills. All four of them are in the motion at this time.
Without objection, objections going on here? Without objection, they are passed. Is there any other business to come before the committee, Judith?
No, Senator, except just to, again, remind folks that the other drafting requests that you had asked me to submit are in for drafting, and once those come out of Legislative Council, I will be visiting all the committee members of this interim committee to sign on as sponsors, and those will be introduced at the request of the interim Senate General Government Committee.
And that was a very creative thought. I hadn't realized we could do that. That itself would be a good recommendation for a bill. So thank you, Judith, for that.
You're welcome.
Any other comments or any other business before the committee this morning?
Keep the sun shining over at the coast, Frank. I'm on my way.
All right. I'll do my best. We'll just see just what kind of connections I've got. You know, those Methodist preachers, we're always subject anyway. Suspect, excuse me. But it's been beautiful over here for the last 36 hours.
All right.
Any other business? If not, the committee is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Everyone have a really safe and wonderful new year.